Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. We're celebrating the last week of the 20th year of the Small Business Advocate Show and moving into our new decade and third decade next week. And as I fair warning, as I've told you before, we're a little extra obnoxious this week, just celebrating these milestones. And it's also the 18th anniversary of my newsletter, my e-zine. So we got a couple of those big milestones this week. Thank you for hanging out with me all these years. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am your host and the founder of all this mayhem, this train wreck. And we couldn't have done any of this, folks, without our great sponsors over the years. And nobody measures up to that more than Insperity. And I don't mind telling you that I don't know what we would do without them. They're our presenting sponsor. They've been rock steady all these years. For 13 years they've been rock steady right there for us, which means they're rock steady for you. And I wouldn't want to have our annual celebration without Jay Minks. He's the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Insperity and our good friend. He's here right now. Jay, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. You sound good.
You do too.
You sound as obnoxious as ever.
I am. I'm actually a little more obnoxious than usual on these milestones. But Jay, you know, if there's one thing that I know about Insperity is that you guys have been through it. I mean, you guys have been up against a lot of tough times over the years. It's been interesting watching some of it myself, but knowing the history, I mean, Insperity is a publicly traded company, but you guys have been through the very similar stuff to the kind of stuff that small businesses go through over the years.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we started out in a small business, right?
Right.
In like a micro business. Excuse me, get some allergy crud here, but you just have to adapt along the way. You have to have faith that tomorrow's going to be a better day when you're getting those tough times.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, when you look back on some of the things you've gone through, I mean, I've heard Paul talk about when you guys were first getting started. I mean, so many of the things that you guys went through to build this company to get it to where you could even become a publicly traded company, it was all small business stuff. Make it payroll,
oh, absolutely.
Right?
Right. I mean, the challenge for small business, and it was for us, is having the resources to be able to move to the next level. And we had to go through some difficult times with regulators that didn't understand our business model, you know, that said things like, well, if it's not perfectly stated in the statute, then it's illegal. And we'd say, well, if it's not stated it's illegal, then it's legal. So we'd,
right.
We'd go through those things. And so we had to fight through and persevere. But it's the resources that are vital at those points in your history as a company.
Well, you know, and the thing that I think about, one of the things I think about is you guys basically created an industry, the PEO industry,
co-employment
industry. And so you guys went up against. I mean, you had the advantage of being right, but there was a lot of people who didn't think you were right. I mean, state agencies and that you wound up, you know, showing them, hey, this is really good for people.
We wound up suing them. And you know, back time we got to 1992 or 91. We had enough resources to be able to fight back. Without those resources, we wouldn't have made it. They would have prevailed. It may not be much of an industry, if any, today.
Well, and then over the years, the customers have changed, the marketplace has changed, technology's changed. You guys have in order to survive and to continue to grow, you had to do this very similar, the same things that small business owners are doing.
Well, you think of a military. I like to think use military metaphor sometimes, but. You know, if you're in a war, and I believe business is a war most of the time, it seems like, you have to innovate. I mean, because the enemy is doing something different, right? And the enemy is your competitor, and so you're trying to figure out how to one-upmanship the competition,
right?
And also reinvent your own business. I mean, it's the fun part of business, as far as I'm concerned, Jim. It's the reason we're alive, and. The reason why we are called to be on this earth is to make a difference. And I think that's what small business people do.
Do you think you believe that what you just said is a key to success, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you why, Jim, because the alternative is not very good to me. The alternative is mediocrity. The alternative is a lack of resources, meaning money. And so, you know, I don't think that's a good alternative. I think the right way to think is just what I stated, is that it's about life, and it's about having fun and enjoying the ride. Because small business, if you're in small business, any business, you better be called to do that, because you will get eaten by your competition, because you won't have the spirit or the drive to succeed. So that's why I think it's just more fun.
Well, the reason I think you're onto something here, Jay, and you and I've talked about this before, is there are times when the world will let you down. I mean, the marketplace will let you down, customers will let you down, employees will let you down, the laws will let you down. If you don't have a North Star to hold on to, if you don't have a raison d'être, as some of the eggheads call it, if you don't have a reason for being, and to the point where you believe in it so much that you believe it and you believe in yourself so much, you won't come show up the next day, will you?
No, exactly right. And the thing that is required is, I believe, is also, it's not about you. You know, in the battles we've gone through over the years, it's not about you personally. It's just about life. And if you take it personally, then you have bad, make bad decisions, and then you do things wrong. And so you got to have that one rung up the ladder mentality that says, this is not about me personally. This is just all business goes through this. Everybody goes through this. This is not about me. And I think it takes some of the personal stuff out of it, so you can be a more effective leader and decision maker.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the early things that helped me out a lot to come to terms with all this was when I realized the marketplace was not only indifferent to whether I lived or indifferent to my success, it was indifferent to whether I even existed or not. So if the marketplace didn't care whether I existed or not, that means that it couldn't be mad at me, right? That's one entity that you can take off of your list to be mad at. And so finally, you wind up, when you do that, you wind up, when you eliminate boogeymen, so to speak, you wind up focusing on what the real problem is, and usually it's getting out of your own way, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about making the right decisions and accepting the fact that you may make a wrong one.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it.
Yeah, making mistakes, those are valuable. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, I'm going to get Jay to talk about managing a sales force. I love when he talks to us about managing a sales force in the 21st century. It's really good stuff. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.